This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Export sales are continuing their positive trend, but pressure is building in the marketplace from both harvest and the rain in Brazil. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
Very good sales for corn, beans, wheat. Corn came in just above the analyst range of estimates at 2.225 million tons. The beans came in 1.7 million tons. That was in the middle of the range. But for corn, it was a record for this particular week. For beans, it was the second highest number we've ever seen for this particular week. So overall, very good numbers. You saw the Japanese return to the market pretty strongly here with about 500,000 tons of corn bought. We did have unknown destinations as the highest buyer for the corn this week at just under 1 million. So that will likely make a home somewhere else in a couple of months here.
McBride said the flash sales have continued to be consistent as well.
We saw some soybeans this morning. We saw some soy oil this morning. But the impressive thing here over this particular week has been the corn sales. We've had roughly about 2 million tons of corn sales just in flash sales this week. So that's not even taking into account any of the smaller sales that might have come through. So this is a very good week for corn sales. Not getting to necessarily see it in the market with the other markets kind of taking charge and selling off a little bit, though.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.